You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Amen. It's always good to come to God's house and spend time, amen, in His presence. And tonight we're so blessed to have with us brother and sister Lutzamani. Lots of money. Okay, I'll try to do, just think of it, lots of money, okay? Lots of mana. Okay, I'll get it. And they're missionaries, and they're multicultural missionaries to North America. And we have multiple missionaries now that go around to different states, provinces, and spend up to 6 months, I believe, and will help a local church get a church started in a culture. And so they're going to be going around to all different places and reaching Filipinos and anyone else that wants to give their heart to the Lord. And I got to meet Brother Lutzamani when I was in at General Conference in Long Beach, and of course we connected with Brother Raymart and set up this time for them to come and be with us. And so we're glad to have them on missions service to be with us on Wednesday night, and we're going to welcome them, amen, to the pulpit and for them to minister to us, amen. God bless them as they come today.
Why don't we clap our hands to the Lord Jesus? Come on, let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. First off, I would like to just give honor to your pastor for allowing us to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation and to share your pulpit to me. And to your family, all the pastoral team, ministry team, leadership, and to everybody, thank you so much. Amen. I'm glad to be with my wife tonight with me. She's been traveling with me and never complaining, and she stays awake. We've been driving, and just like, you know, no ending roads. We just drove in, and just a few minutes ago, we checked into the hotel here in St. John, and I'm like, okay, let's get ready for church, amen. And it's becoming a lifestyle, you know, and it's exciting. We're loving it. Great to hear some great reports from Brother. I would say Ron Hanscom, because I know a good friend of ours, Brother Don Hanscom. I haven't met his twin brother just tonight. And when they said, sit beside Brother Hanscom, I said, he's in Pakistan right now. No, his twin brother. Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord. Finally, I met him. Great report, sir. It's very exciting what God is doing overseas. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're newly appointed missionaries under multicultural ministries. And what we do is... under Filipino Evangelism Ministry, we will be assigned on different locations in North America, that's U.S. and Canada, and we'll be helping and partnering with local churches in those areas where there's a big concentration of Filipino communities. And every six months at a time, we'll bring in Filipinos and whoever we can reach, and, you know, bring into the church and turn over after 6 months. They're expecting us to train a leader. But then I say, why don't we? Because most of us came here in the United States and Canada, like Brother Fortaleza, Brother Ben Pats, and all the others, you know, under religious visa. You know, a minister's religious minister visa, that's what it is. And we all came, and under, you know, with our personal effort, reaching out and asking if they can sponsor us and we can help. So we all came under that category. And so I say, instead of training a leader in that 6 months' time, it's very short. Why don't we, you know, convince or let the pastor just sponsor a religious visa from the Philippines, church planters from the Philippines, and let those laborers come over to help rescue and help in evangelism. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in a lot of laborers from the Philippines. Amen. It's like Brother Donnie here. Amen. See, most of them came to go to school in NCC, right? And so now the Lord's using them. But in this program, we're going to bring in more pastors, licensed ministers, church planners, proven church planners to help in the work here in the United States and Canada. So what it is kind of a reverse missionary program, you know, like the Global Missions Program. This is a missionary program home to the U.S. and Canada. As we all know, North America is a melting pot of diverse cultures. They're all blending in, you know, in this continent. And because of, you know, diverse population, the Lord is trying to reach those ethnic groups. And so with those ethnic groups, different nationalities and different cultures, we needed missionaries. And so here we are under the multicultural ministry. It was started by Brother Don Hanscom. Yeah, he was the one first coordinating this. And so it's growing. We believe in the last days. We believe in the last days. When the Lord shall pour out his spirit to all flesh, we believe that's going to be the multicultural world. Amen. That's all flesh. That's everybody. That's all nations, all language, all tongues, all, you know, all tribes. And in order to reach that great harvest, we need to have a multicultural laborers. When the Lord said, pray ye that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest, that great harvest is a multicultural world. And so the harvest will be, will be fulfilled by, I believe, what do you call it, a multicultural laborers. Amen. And so as a Filipino missionary, we're just one piece of that big picture. So we're here to help. We appeal to you all that you consider us, in this mission. We're just joining hands and marching forward with you all in North America to just help evangelize our communities. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The mandate of the United Pentecostal Church International is preach the whole gospel to the whole world by the whole church. Amen. And so if we're going to reach the whole world with a whole gospel, it's got to be in the ministry of the whole church. Amen. And to make it a whole church, this is all people, all nations, all language, and tribes. And believe it or not, the increasing and growing Filipino population globally everywhere is happening not because Filipinos can have a better lifestyle. I do believe that there's a better purpose to that, that the Lord is using the Filipinos and to help in the harvest. And just like the prophecy and the vision of T.F. Tenney and what Brother Huntley was saying, we believe the Filipinos will be used by God to help that great harvest that is happening in the last days. Everybody said amen. 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 So what we have is a QR code here. I know I give the discretion to your pastor, but if you feel like being led and the Lord speaks to you in your heart, you can just talk to your pastor, and you can help us. We've been praying that this deputation raising funds, because we're going to be going on location at our own budget, our own funding from the PIM, the Partners in Mission Fund. It's not going to be from those churches that we will be helping. We'll be there with this funding coming from the PIM. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're on deputation. We're raising our funds. And we're praying that, we've been praying that this deputation will not take too long. And so we can get started on the field. We can start our assignment. Amen. And please partner us with your prayers and even in monetary support. Amen. Let's all stand together. I believe I have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. From the book of Mark, we want to read chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. And then another scripture on the book of Luke 19, verse 10. Amen. Mark 8, 36, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" In Luke 19, Jesus said, "I came to seek and to save that which was lost." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the move of your Spirit in our midst tonight. We can feel your holy presence, your love. Oh God, we thank you for your word, the message that you have prepared, and whatever you have in store for your people tonight. We pray, Jesus, oh God, that you accomplish your purpose and that you do your will, oh God, according to this message will be delivered by your servant. We pray for your fresh anointing upon him, oh God. I totally trust in you and depend on you, and I totally trust on the leading of your Spirit, oh God. Let it flow through your servant tonight and bless every heart and capture every thought. And this is our prayer, that you will be done. Everybody said, "In Jesus' name." Say it again, "In Jesus' name." Would you clap your hands to the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you... You're being quiet tonight. You're making me nervous. Amen. Please help me out. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, "It's all because of souls." Amen. Hallelujah. All because of souls. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus calls the crowd. In the setting of that scripture we read in Mark 8, he calls the crowd and his disciples to him. And he said unto them, "Whosoever will come after me," I'm reading from verse 34 on the context of what we read tonight. He said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Here Jesus was trying to emphasize to his disciples the importance of prioritizing our spiritual well-being. And that's the need for our soul, our spiritual body, to be nourished and to be nurtured and to be fed. Amen. And so he challenges his followers to consider the value of their souls compared to the temporary benefits of worldly things or worldly gains or worldly successes. Everybody say amen. So more importantly, and essentially, Jesus is asking us tonight, this congregation, this church tonight, on what we are willing to exchange for our souls. And to recognize that nothing in this world is worth losing the eternal benefit of this soul, our soul. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to help us tonight to focus on eternal rewards, to focus on the needs of this soul rather than the temporary benefits of the material things, the monetary things, and the things that we see in the material world. The soul, whether we like it or not, is the most precious, the most valuable commodity in God's economy. Amen. There is nothing more important to God than the souls of men. That's the reason why he came down to earth. That's the reason why he put off that robe of being the creator God and put on the robe of a servant. So he came down to serve, to minister, and to die for souls. Shall we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, God so loved the world. In John 3:16, it's one of the most popular scriptures that we all know. We can quote from the heart. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but will have everlasting life." That's how much God loves the world, the cosmos, humanity, the souls of man. And so he gave his only begotten Son and died on the cross so that if we believe on him, we will not go to hell. We will not perish, but we will have everlasting life. And so he came, and then when he left, because of putting so much value and importance on the souls of man, he commissioned his disciples. He left them with a commandment. He said, "Go ye and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I have commanded you." He said, "Go ye and preach all the gospel to all creatures, to everyone. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Amen. This gospel of the kingdom must be taught, must be preached, must be shared to the souls of men, to humanity, because this is the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are here tonight because somebody reached out to us. Somebody preached to us. Somebody prayed for us. Somebody invited us to church. Amen. And so we are here tonight because we're the souls being saved. But not only we enjoy the benefit of salvation and the power of the Holy Ghost that we receive and enjoying the presence of God, the fellowship, and coming to church with all the ministries being provided to us. As much as we enjoy all these things, we are saved to save others. We are saved so we can share what we have, and we don't just take it only to ourselves and think only of our own personal benefit to what we have. Otherwise, God had already called us to heaven after we received the Holy Ghost. But we've been here for decades. Some of you have been here for many years. God hasn't called you yet to home in heaven. I believe because God is still expecting you and me to reach out and share what we have and witness to others, amen, the experience that we have in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. More than anything else, more than the talents and the gifts that we have in the kingdom of God, I do believe we must win souls.
Amen.
Amen. More than our singing ability and playing the music and everything else that we do in the kingdom, I do believe we all must win souls. Oh, you say, "Brother Laksamana, I'm not called to preach. I'm not called to teach." But we're all called to win souls. We're all called to share what we have. We're all called to witness to others the experience that we have. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, Acts 1:8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. We receive the power so we can become witnesses to others. So we can share this to others. So we can win other souls. Amen. Somebody reached out to me. That's why I'm here. I repented of my sins. I was baptized in Jesus' name. I received the gift of the Holy Ghost and continued in the living in the will of God. And so I'm here tonight. Amen. And the ministries that I had over the past decades, the many souls, the churches that I planted in the kingdom of God. What if someone did not reach out to me? Someone who reached out to me, stayed in the church and being content, enjoying the presence and the blessings of God, and you know, inside these walls. But somebody reached out. Somebody evangelized. Somebody talked to me. Somebody witnessed to me. Somebody read to me the scriptures. Amen. And so I'm here tonight. And many churches that I started and established in the kingdom of God. What if I did not? What if I stopped only to myself? Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. God called us to win souls. Because whether we like it or not, it's all because of souls. Everything that we do in the kingdom of God, it's all because of souls. Amen. Whether we do outreach or inreach, I mean, whether we do reaching out to the lost outside these walls, or reaching in and ministering to the saints for the nourishment and the nurturing of our souls. Yeah. Everything that we do. Amen. Whether to save souls and reach out to them, or reach in to them for the nurturing and the nourishment. It's all about souls. Right. I came to you tonight. I preach to you the word of the Lord. I preach and minister to the souls. I don't just preach to the beautiful facility and the building and the all of these things that we have, so nice, so beautiful. But I preach to souls. I minister to souls. I speak, I talk to souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so the souls will be fed and nourished, and you receive that spiritual food for your soul. Amen. But more than that, we have this mandate. We're charged, we're commissioned by the Lord as a saint, as children of God, to win souls. Amen. I know preaching about soul winning is almost becoming a lost trend. You know, we don't hear that so much. A lot, or like the message about the rapture and about soul winning, like, oh, I know, it's gonna be about outreach, it's gonna be soul winning. Oh, I know that already. But if this is the number one main purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ, why He came, and what He left to us in His great commission, amen. This is maybe a reminder, or this is maybe something that will encourage and build up our faith and refocus and then realign us to that purpose of God. Everybody say amen. 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 See, it's all because of souls. Remember, Jesus said, I believe, Luke 15, 7 or 8, where He said, there is joy in heaven. There is joy in heaven over one single soul that comes to God in repentance. That's just one single soul, Pastor Carter. Yeah. One single soul that comes to God in repentance, there's a celebration in heaven. There's partying in heaven. There's rejoicing in heaven. There's victory ball in heaven. Ooh, there's a soul coming to God. There's a soul repenting. There's another soul being saved. That's just one single soul. That's how valuable the soul is in God's heart. One soul that you bring in, and God will do His part, work in the heart and the soul of that person, and that soul will come to God in repentance and then get baptized in Jesus' name and receive the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah! One soul! Imagine that. What if, Pastor, every one of us bring one? Whoo! That means next week it's doubled. I know it's Wednesday night, but just this crowd, this big crowd we have, each one bring one. We're doubled next week. Amen. In Philippians 2, verse 4, we can flash it in the screen. And then in verse 5, it's a very popular scripture. We know it very well. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We know the mind of Christ is about service, servanthood. He left that throne and put on the robe of a servant, and He came to serve, not to be served. Amen. It's servanthood, service, right? But the verse before verse 5, it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. In other translation, we can paraphrase that. Look not only for your own personal interest, but let your focus be on others' interest as well. Yeah. Amen. Not only of what you have, what you're going to get, what you receive, but also what others will receive from you. And then, followed by that verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then the following verses about servanthood, service to others. To others. Amen. When we all say, I want to be like Christ when He preaches, He's a great preacher. I want to be like Jesus when He teaches because He's a great teacher. Or you can say, I want to be like Jesus when He performs miracles and wonders. Wow! But you ask Jesus? Amen? He, in his mindset, the way he thinks, he's a good preacher, he's a great teacher, he's a great performer of miracles and wonders. Not that so he can get attention to himself, but that so he can help others. So that he be effective in reaching out to others. Right. Remember his purpose, why he came, is to seek and to save that which was lost. Yeah. Amen. He's good in what he does. So he can help others. Yeah. Amen. Not thinking of his own personal interest. Otherwise he could have just stayed on the throne in heaven and go burning his creation. But he left the throne and came down and put on the robe of a servant to serve, to reach out, to find the lost. Amen. And died on the cross for your soul, for my soul, for the souls of humanity. What is the mindset of Christ then? Be mindful of others. Be mindful of others. I said that to say this. When you think of being mindful of others, it's the mindset of Christ. I want you to think about your unsaved loved ones and your friends, people you mingle with, you talk to every day, people you see in the streets. Those are others. Those are others. Be mindful of them. Amen. While we enjoy the presence of God here, amen, the fellowship with our fellow saints, hearing a great music that feeds and nourishes our souls, hearing the word of God and the precious teaching of the scriptures, think about others. Think about others. In John chapter 4, in that setting where after a long day of journey ministering to people, they stopped and eat. I believe verse 34 to 36. And the disciples urged Jesus to eat. Master, Lord, come eat with us. And then Jesus said, I have meat to eat that you do not know. And they turned to each other and said, did anybody bring any food different than what we have just for Jesus? Because he said his food is different than ours. And then Jesus said, my meat, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. That's his food. That's his craving. That's his meat. Amen. That's what he came for. That's his duty. That's his burden. That's his passion. To seek and to save that which was lost. When we crave for steak and pasta and spaghetti and we were in Montreal, poulet and, you know, all this other special, you know, food that we put on the table. We crave for those food. Ooh, we're getting hungry now. But you ask Jesus about his food, his craving, his desire, his passion, what he hungers for, souls. 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 He would die for a soul. He hungers for souls. He desires for souls. He's so passionate with souls. Amen. One time he was about to get to Jerusalem and he saw the city from the mountain, from the hilltop, and he wept over the city because of his passion for souls. Because the city, the people of Israel missed the visitation, their visitation, the coming of the Lord. And so he saw the cry of the people. He saw the destiny of the people and he wept. He wept with compassion. When was the last time we had this strong desire for souls? When was the last time you felt so much passionate and you craved for souls to be saved? Amen. When was the last time we wept over our city and wept for the people that we see in the streets? If we want to be like Christ, if we say we're Christians, then we're like Christ. We must be like Christ in the way he thinks, in the way he desires. Amen. His first and foremost in the agenda is souls. Amen. I would like to just encourage everyone here tonight. I believe the Lord is speaking, ministering to somebody here. My prayer is that there will be an impartation of the Spirit of hunger, craving, burden for souls. more than anything, more than the gifts and talents we have, I pray that you would long for to become a soul winner, a great soul winner. Amen. That you will receive this impartation in your heart, in your spirit tonight. The Lord will place that burden in your heart. The Lord will place that passion and that craving. Amen. Every day you pray for souls. Every day you pray that the Lord will lead you to someone that's hungry, to someone that's lost, to someone seeking and searching for the truth, to someone that needs to be saved. You pray on top of your prayer list more than anything. Pray for God's will, God's desire, that He will use you, that He will lead you to someone, to invite someone to the kingdom, invite someone to church. Amen. And that you will be hungry for that. Every single day you pray, Lord, before anything else, before anything I would like to say, I pray, God, today lead me to someone. Someone who is lost. Someone I can help. Someone I can serve. Someone who has a need. Amen. Our mistaken idea is that this ministry is only for the ministers and for the laymen, for the leaders of the church. Amen. You know, we all have a ministry. I do believe if you want God to use you, pray for a need. Pray for a need from someone. Amen. And when God answers your prayer, a need will arise from someone that you know, and then you have a ministry. Just do something to help that need. Do something to serve that need. That's your ministry. Amen. And then your goal is that you can bring that person to God. You can bring that person to Christ. You can win the soul of that person. Let's all stand together. Hallelujah. I ask for the musicians to please come. Let's pray. The Lord is imparting a spirit of hunger. The Lord is imparting a spirit of craving. Craving and hunger for souls. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Let's open our hearts. Open our minds. Let us receive the impartation of the Spirit of God. That spirit of desire and passion and burden for souls.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.